Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, bowel cancer in the under 50s has doubled between 1994 and 2019. Professor Humphrey O'Connor will explain what's going on. Donald Trump is about to be charged in New York. Marion McKeown has the latest. How to buy a house in Ireland. Kieran Mulqueen tells us about his experience and where the pitfalls are. And if you do have a house, will lower prices on solar panels prompt you to get them? We'll speak to the experts. As we head closer to the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, we'll examine how Northern Ireland has changed in the years since 1998. Also this morning, why do some music acts claim ticketing agencies are ruining live gigs? We'll find out. Our text number this morning is 51551. Email todaycb@rte.ie or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. Now, first this morning, the Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien has said he is standing over a tweet he posted, which includes an image of a famine-era eviction that was updated to look like the present day and included private security officers and Gardaí. Now, earlier on Morning Ireland, the artist Mála Spiaseri, known as Spicebag, who designed the image, said he gave the Dublin Midwest TD permission to use it. Some politicians have suggested Eoin O'Brien delete the tweet and apologise, while Sinn Féin representatives and activists have insisted the image highlights the unfairness of allowing evictions to take place amid a housing crisis. Well, in a moment, we'll be speaking to Patrick O'Donovan, Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works. But first, John Downing, political correspondent with the Irish Independent, is on the line now. Good morning, John.
Hello, Claire.
So take us through the political reaction. I have outlined some of it there, but take us through the detail of the response to the picture and the fact that Eoin O'Brien tweeted it and stands by it.
Yeah, in the first place, yesterday, the Interim Minister for Justice Simon Harris said it was dangerous and reckless at a time when Gardaí are already under pressure and there's evidence of an increased risk of a violent attack upon them. The other senior Sinn Féin, Fine Gael people heavily criticised it. There is a huge political dynamic here. On the one hand, Sinn Féin is basically saying, tacitly saying, look, this is an important issue, it's important to keep it out there. On the other hand, of course, it's something that's doing them no harm at all politically. Mm-hmm. And that is the point where Fine Gael come back and say and repeat their mantra that, look, Sinn Féin are far more interested in extracting political advantage from this issue than they are in any way seeking remedies, quite the opposite actually. But the point where the AGSI in conference today, the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, they are quite upset about it, making a very similar point to that being made by the Minister for Justice. And I think when you stand right back from it, the history of this is such that An Garda Síochána, the guardians of the peace by definition, have a pretty good record, particularly when you make comparisons internationally, of dispassionate and professional policing when it comes to things like demonstrations and flashpoint issues. They're not directly the evictors in any of these situations, and there is a certain unfairness and danger in portraying them as latter-day Polis from the RIC backing up the Redcoats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the artist, Mála Spícerí, said that people who say that and who focus on the Gardaí in the picture are missing the point. But stay with us, John, because I have Minister of State Patrick O'Donovan on the line, and we did ask Eoghan O'Brien from Sinn Féin to join us. We were told he wasn't available. Sinn Féin are not putting anyone else forward on the matter. But Eoghan O'Brien has said that this is what happens in cases of a court-ordered eviction. He said the tweet is intended as a criticism of government policy, not the Gardaí. Patrick O'Donovan, what do you say?
Well, the first thing I say, Claire, is where are they? I mean, there's a crowd of them there that appears every four crossroads, 7 days a week, and they have all the answers on everything. But yet any time there's a problem, whether it is their party's financial accounts or their links to criminality or this latest scurrilous attack on a Garda Síochána, as John has just outlined there, they disappear. And they disappear in the hope that people like yourself will weather the storm for a couple of days and it will be forgotten about. But I live in a parish here, and the next parish is the parish of Fiona Castlemahon. A proud son of that parish, Seamus Quaid, was murdered by the IRA in 1980 in Wexford in an absolutely cold-blooded murder. And a couple of miles down the road is the parish of Adair, where the IRA came into that village one morning at a post office and riddled Jerry McCabe and left his colleague, Ben O'Sullivan, for dead. So in this part of the world, we have a special attachment to the guards, as do an awful lot of other parts of the world where the IRA walked into our communities and murdered people, in many cases that were unarmed, that were, as John rightly says, guardians of the peace, who swear an oath at their attesting to uphold the law with fairness and integrity, with regard for human rights, with diligence and impartiality, and not being a member or subscribed to any political party. Now, anybody that can come out with a crass, ignorant, stupid demonstration of An Garda Síochána after 101 years since their foundation, to me, it sends a shiver down my spine, because it gives me an insight. Like the people within that organisation who said they'd fire senior civil servants if they didn't agree with the minister, and we know who that person was, the same person actually, in this caricature of An Garda Síochána.
Retracted and apologised for those comments. But
doesn't
yes.
matter. You see, every time the mask is lifted, the Irish public get an insight into what would life really be like with a Sinn Féin Minister for Justice. And really the call this morning isn't to Sinn Féin, but just to ordinary people who are revulsed and disgusted by attacks on unarmed women and men of An Garda Síochána, who attest and swear an oath to uphold the law of this land with impartiality and fairness.
Okay, and as I said earlier, the artist said focusing on the Gardaí misses the point. And the Sinn Féin TD, Paul Donnelly, said if a piece of art upsets you more than lifting the eviction ban, even for cancer patients and 80-year-old people, then you really need to look at yourself.
Well, he'd want to stand in front of a bit of a mirror to make comments like that, because he actually was advancing and proposing the removal of the eviction ban on Christmas Day. No party in Dáil Éireann was opposed to the removal of a temporary eviction ban. So, I mean, to caricature that, well, the artists maybe should have put a bit of snow on the roof if that was their attitude, because Sinn Féin actually wanted to remove the eviction ban on Christmas week. Now, what we have done, and I don't think that it should be sidetracked, because in fairness, the last fortnight was a fairly good discussion in relation to the pros and cons of the state of our housing market at the moment. But to me, there's a very, very, very obvious issue here. And it is the politicisation, or the potential politicisation, of an independent, sworn Garda Síochána by a future potential Sinn Féin Minister for Justice. Now, if that doesn't terrify people in this country, based on their track record and their connections to those people who went out and intentionally murdered members of An Garda Síochána, then nothing will.
Patrick, we cannot make those connections between our elected representatives that we're talking about today and those events that happened
in the
past.
But you need to be
very careful here, Patrick, in making those connections.
No. Give me. This is an organisation. Now, remember that when the those that were released from prison for the murder of Jerry McCabe, who collected him from jail? The time that they paraded former paramilitaries and murderers through their Ardish, and they were all Yahoon, And TDs didn't get elected to the Dáil and shout at their celebration party, up the ray.
All right.
You're all still alive.
You know, and everyone listening to this programme knows that we're coming up to the 25th anniversary of the peace process, which Sinn Féin helped to broker, let's not forget, and that followed on from a ceasefire. But coming back to this
and
point...
And they don't have a monopoly on it, Claire, because I'll tell you why. The killers of Seamus Quaid were released under that agreement. So in this part of the world, we know about the Good Friday Agreement. We know about the killers of Jerry McCabe. We know in any other era, capital murder meant a serious consequence. And we know what had to be sacrificed for the Good Friday Agreement. You don't agree with the release programme
on the Good Friday Agreement.
We were prepared in this part of the world to see the greater good. But we're also prepared, as politicians in my party, to accept the reality that after 101 years of independence, with an independent police force, there, especially with what we saw in the 1970s, there can be no absolute way in which the An Garda Síochána can be in any way politicised. And that is something that they need to reflect on today.
But maybe you need to reflect on the fact that you sound more outraged about a tweet than the fact that the government has changed its policy to allow for evictions to happen in the middle of a housing crisis.
The government didn't change its policy at all. And by the way, Claire, without the risk of repeating myself, after 2 weeks of this issue being debated on this programme and elsewhere, Sinn Féin wanted to remove the eviction ban on Christmas week.
January 2024 was what they said. And the point they were trying to make was that the solutions will be put in place. There will be better chance of solutions being put in place then rather than now,
and
where very little has been done.
Well, that's not true, because last year, the largest number of houses, and if we're going to ask questions, that's fine, but making assertions are a totally different thing. The largest number of houses since 1975 were constructed last year. And this year, the same will be the case. And by the way, the only way we're going to get out of the situation that we're in, and I thought we were having a conversation about An Garda Síochána as opposed to housing, but the only way we're going to get out of it is by increasing supply. Now, terrifying landlords with increased taxes and telling them that they'll never get their property back and all of that has diminished the housing market, thanks more likely to anybody else, to the housing spokesperson from Sinn Féin. I mean, the next thing they're probably going to come up with is nationalising people's property to make sure that they never have ownership of it.
But they've never suggested that.
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, they were introducing a land tax for farmers, and then they disposed of that when they realised there was a few votes in rural communities. But that's neither here nor there. Today, it's about, the memory of those people who, in the face of the establishment of the force, in the aftermath of the Civil War, were never politicised. And when they were, those who politicised them had to resign. And I think there's a very chilling moment now for us to get an insight. This is a person, by the way, who said senior civil servants, if they don't agree with the minister, should be gotten rid of.
Apologised and retracted.
Does that include the Garda Commissioner?
Well, he's never made comments about the Garda Commissioner. Come on.
Well, putting out an image today of men and women in the uniform of An Garda Síochána in 2023, as John Downing says there, likening them to a colonial police force from the time of the famine, apart from being crass and ignorant, to me, to be quite honest about it, shows me what they actually think of our Garda.
All right. OK, we'll leave it there. Patrick O'Donovan, thank you for joining us. John Downing, can I come back to you? Because there's another story you're covering today. I just wanted to touch on this briefly. The former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern suggesting Fianna Fáil shouldn't rule out taking a junior coalition role with Sinn Féin after the next general election. I think it was in the Mail on Sunday yesterday.
It's actually a piece done by Tommy Gorman of your parish.
Oh, for the currency.
For the Currency magazine.
So tell me what he is suggesting, that Fianna Fáil should keep their options very much open.
Absolutely. He's saying, bear in mind a couple of things here. Certainly, he's had a fractious history with the current leadership of Fianna Fáil. He was in exile for 11 years. So we may inject a bit of mischief here. But the other point to be made is that Bertie Ahern won 3 back-to-back elections, put together 3 diverse and durable coalitions to 1997, 2002, 2007, and he made them work. So he never carried any baggage when it came to making government. So Fianna Fáil, if you look at yesterday's opinion poll rating, the Ireland Thinks and the Sunday Independent, they're on 16%. In 2011, when they had their near-death electoral experience, they got 17%. So they are very much in the danger zone. Bertie Ahern is saying sort of three things. He's saying the election may be later than we think, that it may go nearer the end parameter of spring 2005. He seems convinced that nothing can stop Sinn Féin, that they will be the largest party by some distance. And on that basis, he suggests Fianna Fáil should keep all options open and not rule out the prospect of being junior partners in a coalition with Sinn Féin. A very contentious thing to say at this stage. It certainly throws in the ball in Fianna Fáil ranks. There will be probably very strong reaction one way and another on it.
Certainly will, and no doubt the next Fianna Fáiler we'll have on and the one after that will be asking their take on that suggestion from Bertie Ahern. John Downing, thank you for joining us. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.